Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. Just coming back from a fantastic crown trip. Got a call loaded up with people all across North America, and we've had a fantastic 2014 and an even more exciting 2015 ahead, and that's actually the subject of tonight's call. Is just a recap of the year that we've had and a sneak preview of what's going to be happening. I'm pleased and proud that we have both of our owners on the line tonight, David Sandoval and also Amy Venner. And I'm going to turn the call over to David so he can welcome everybody and share a little of his recap of 2014, his sneak preview of 2015, and you know, give us a great close to this fantastic year that we've had.
Well, thank you, David and Amy and everybody who is on the line. It's such a pleasure, of course, to have been spending these Wednesdays with you for David, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Amy, you know, when she is, I know, at her best, I think, is, you know, at the plant tours and at these live events where people get to meet her and actually, you know, and to see her genuine qualities as an owner. I'm out in front most of the time, and I think you have to understand that having, you know, the two of us, I made up a silly poem the other day where I described the company as sort of like a bird with Amy and I as the wings and with all of our members as the feathers, you know, and the company needs wings to fly, but you could flap those wings all day without feathers and they're not going to get off the ground, so. It's a really good analogy, I think, for who we are and how we come together as a family. A little corny, perhaps, but that's just who I am. So, the truth is that this last year has been quite a learning experience. It's been a growing experience. We've grown as a company. You know, we've grown our product line. We've grown, our number of employees. We've grown just phenomenally the number of our family in the form of Purium members and those who consume our products and those who help us to find others who might be interested in our products are equally as important. And I think that we treat them equally as important. And tonight I wanted to give Amy the opportunity, if she wanted to, review some of her favorite points from this past year, and then David Litt his opportunity to sort of fill in some spots, and then I'll remember a moment or two, I'm sure, and do some commentary. And then I wanted to actually have David Litt give you a little preview of what's to come, and maybe ask me a question or two, or Amy a question or two, just to wrap that up, so we could stay on point and move into the next year united with good communication and good intentions. I always say that we're a group of, you know, well-intentioned and like-minded people, and that doesn't mean that we agree on everything. It really doesn't. It means that we have some very important things in common. You know, we value life. You know, we value wellness. We value longevity. We have a belief that there's a responsibility to ourselves and to the planet and to each other to, you know, to experience the most, you know, and the highest selves that we could be. So that having been said, this company's purpose is quite clearly to give people who make that choice the opportunity to do it with superfoods and with herbs that are uniquely selected and intricately prepared and, you know, synergistically combined and offered to you in a very pure form at a very fair price in a dynamic system that allows us to reach more and more people every day, rewarding directly those who are responsible for that growth. And that's what makes this a truly honest and sustainable and futuristic company. And with that in mind, you know, they always say that how you start, how it starts is how it will end more often than not. And so I want to prepare to start next year, like I said, united and focused and determined. And with that in mind, I wanted him to just turn it over to Amy, one of the most determined people I have ever met. So welcome to the call tonight, Amy. And why don't you give us some of your fondest memories of this past year and any commentary that you choose to add.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the call tonight. I really enjoy the calls. I've been working really hard on infrastructure and things internally, so I haven't been as outward-facing lately, and I do really miss it. But talking about, I love the fact that you mentioned like-minded people. So I'm going to start with really my favorite moment of this past year, and that would be the opening night of the convention. And that was a powerful, powerful night for me. And we had over 730 like-minded individuals in one room. It was amazing energy, and it just is something. It was our first. It was our first time to get that many people together focused on one common mission, and that's helping people with their health and their wealth through nutrition, through these whole food superfoods. And so, you know, I was so nervous leading up to that. So unbelievably nervous leading up to that moment. And actually, David Litt was kind of, I think, getting confused at me and the way I was acting leading up to the convention. And he finally said, like, what's going on? And I said, you know what? This is validation. You know, Dave and I have been doing this for so many years, and we really didn't think anybody cared. And there was so many times that it crossed our mind, should we give up? Should we change where we started from? Should we focus on something else? Because it felt like we were putting all this effort and energy and heart and soul into something that not that many people cared about. And it became so absolutely overwhelming as the ticket sales started. And we sold 100 tickets, 200 tickets, 300 tickets. When it got to 600 tickets, I just almost wanted to fall over and die. I couldn't believe it. And then when we got over 700 people in that room, it literally was a magical moment for me just to understand that many people took their time and their effort and put their money behind this concept that we had been believing in for so long. So that was my favorite moment of the year. And, you know, some other real highlights, and what I do most of the time here is I'm working on the infrastructure, putting a solid infrastructure in place so we can do what we dreamed about doing, and that we didn't have the tools, we didn't have a lot of that infrastructure in place previously. And so that's pretty much been my year this year, and we've made some really huge wins in that infrastructure department in setting ourselves up to double, triple, quadruple, 10 times the growth. We know that it's coming. The run is coming. It is here. This was a great year of coming together, knowing what we have. But we, man, it's just the tip of the iceberg. But we realized quite quickly that with the current infrastructure that we had, we just couldn't do it. And so we were letting the people that believed in us down. And so we said, we got to change that. And so we hired Velvet in customer service. Like many of you have met her. She was at the convention. She's amazing. She ran a company that had over 500 customer service agents in the network marketing arena. She knows what it takes to bring world-class customer service to Purium, and she's made amazing changes in the short 6 months that she's here. So that's a huge win for me. We also brought Bruno, who's our financial controller, and he is just been amazing. He's been able to get our numbers together. He's been able to secure us additional financing and get those relationships solid, reporting so we understand what is going on and we can react properly to that. And we know, and he knows, he learned from day one, we never miss a commission. You know, that is absolutely so. His job is to push that button to get those direct deposits out on time. You know, another huge thing that we did, and this actually just started as of Monday, is we went out and we sourced a world-class supply chain and production manager. I'm talking executive level. We didn't hold anything back on this position, because this is really the critical mass of the company and being able to push the company forward and affect the number of people, change the number of lives that we want to change. But it takes a lot of planning on the back end. And so it's really, it's just, I can, and the team that we have, we can't absorb all that burden anymore. So we went out, we recruited and sourced an executive supply chain production manager. He's run a company that has over 40 times the inventory that we have on hand right now. So he's got the knowledge. He's got the past experience. He's been in the nutraceutical world before. He knows what to do, and he's just going to push our quality systems, push our efficiencies even further to make sure that we are on point and can supply all the products that we are going to need in 2015 and beyond. And then, you know, last but certainly not least is David Litt has done such an amazing job. We would not be where we are today. We would not be changing the number of lives, both with health and wealth, that we are right now without David. He's been such an integral part of that. And I said something at the Crown Trip, and I so mean it, is that Dave and I, we had a message, we had a mission, we had a vision, but for whatever reason, it was hard for people to hear that. We were not doing a good job at allowing people to hear what that message was, and we were getting frustrated with that because we just weren't accomplishing what we wanted to accomplish. Well, David has come in, and he has tweaked that message in such a way that everyone is hearing it. It is a message that you can present to anybody, no matter where they are in their path, on their nutritional journey, where they are on their path in their network marketing journey, they can hear our message. And so for that, we are forever grateful. And so we have, David has taken on a new title because he has brought us to where we are. He is now the new Vice President of Sales and Marketing. We are a big company, and we need to build that executive leadership team, and we're doing that. And so David, as the VP of Sales and Marketing, is sitting right there at the table with Dave and I to make those executive decisions that's going to lead us into the future to become the billion-dollar company that we are destined to become. And, you know, there's just so many other little things that we've done. We've added staff. We're one of the quickest growing employers in Long Beach, which that's a real honor. We're providing jobs to over 150 people here right now, and that's because of you. So sit back and think about that for a minute. You are, with the work that we're doing, we're providing 150 jobs. We're providing for 150 families here in Long Beach, and that's really, really amazing. So I just want to say thank you to everybody, from customers, from consumers, to distributors who are just getting their feet wet, to our very top leaders that we've been an incredible week with last week in Arizona. I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for identifying with that vision and running with it. And it is going to be an amazing run in 2015.
Well, awesome, Amy. That was a fantastic recap. And I love how you focused on the people. And to me, it is all about people. Great businesses are built on a big vision and a big platform and people who are bought in, like Dave was saying, like-minded people. And so, you know, you've gathered some fantastic infrastructure, and you've gathered some fantastic people on the corporate team to support, you know, what's certainly going to be an amazing run in 2015. And I feel honored to be part of it and appreciate you and Dave showing confidence in me and confidence in the field to change my title, and you know, so I'm very appreciative of that.
Awesome.
Well, good. Well, you know, Dave laid out the structure for the call tonight, and so, you know, you talked a good bit about the infrastructure side of things. Obviously, we've made some, you know, some huge improvements and big steps forward and lots of firsts on the business side and from the field perspective. And, you know, when you talk about leaders, you know, from our field perspective, you know, we went into 2014 with two crowns and come out of 2014 with 18 crowns and growing. And so, you know, that's a testament to the amazing growth that we've had here over the last couple of years. We're 25 times bigger than we were 24 months ago. And I love saying that. We're 25 times bigger than we were 24 months ago. We had just about 5 times growth multiplied in 2013, and again, nearly 5 times growth multiplied in 2014. And, you know, that kind of growth has put us on the Inc. 5000 list for 2013, and we may very well be on the Inc. 500 list in 2014. So, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, as Amy said. You know, we're just getting warmed up. So, you know, the sales are a reflection of the commitment and the passion and the focus that our field team has. The rank advancements are just a reflection of the passion and the focus that our field team has. And we came together, our Crown Leadership Group at the Ritz-Carlton in Dove Mountain, and it was just an amazing, amazing few days. And during that time, certainly we had fun, certainly we relaxed and rejuvenated, but mostly we were sharing ideas and sharing, you know, what we're going to do in 2015. And I know that events are going to be a core part of the growth going into 2015. So we had amazing events in 2014. As Amy said, we had our first convention, you know, 730 people coming together, you know, really showing how big and how strong Purium can be. I talked to some of the vendors that were there, some of the other speakers that were outside speakers. They said it was by far the best first convention they'd ever seen in the industry. So that shows, you know, what we can do as a family and as a community. We had our first diamond trip within the last 12 months. We had our first blue diamond retreat within the last 12 months. We had our first crown trip here just this past week. So it's been a year of lots of firsts, and as Dave said, lots of learning that occurred here over the last 12 months. So this was our breakout year. 2014 was our breakout year, but 2015 is going to be the run. It's going to be the run when fortunes are made. It's going to be the run when lives are changed. It's going to be the run where we get on the radar. It's going to be the run when Purium becomes a household word. And the beautiful thing is we're going right into transformation season right now. This is the time when people want to lose weight. This is the time when people want to cleanse. This is the time when people want to detox. This is the time when people want to make more money. It's holiday time right now, but believe me, the second that Christmas is over, people are thinking, I need to lose weight. I need to get rid of that holiday junk in my body. I got to get rid of those holiday bills that are going to be coming here on my credit card pretty quickly. So, you know, really the new year starts now, and it's amazing how many great conversations I've had just in the last day and a half, talking to new leaders coming on board with this company, talking to new people that are excited that's just getting the first taste of Purium. And I know that there are lots of people, you know, in this business that you know, come out, you know, as we go into January. It's the natural time to promote. And, you know, most everybody has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that they know on Facebook and on email and on the phone. And so we're going to go roaring into 2015. You know, I've had the good fortune of working for an Inc. 500 company in the past. And I'm proud to say that, you know, Purium is going to be an Inc. 500 company. I've worked for one of the 500 oldest companies, and I think that we have the longevity ultimately to get there, although I may never see that. But, you know, the other thing is I've worked for one of the 500 largest companies in the U.S. I worked for a company that was nearly $4 billion in sales. So I know what big looks like. I know what right looks like. And we are on the path to doing something really special. Everyone eats every day, and you know, the vision that Dave has for the healthy whole food superfood eating and drinking, you know, we're just getting warmed up. We're just getting warmed up in all facets of this business, and make no mistake about it, we've learned a lot, and we've learned very quickly. So I think we got way more right than we got wrong in 2014, but understand that the path is getting smoother and it's getting faster. So I'm confident that we'll have 60 to 80 crowns 12 months from now, 60 to 80 crowns. That means that probably 50, 60, 70 people on this phone right now who are earning very little money in Purium will be earning a six-figure income just 12 months from now. And you need to decide whether you're one of those people. So, you know, I know we have a broad range of people on the line here tonight, lots of consumers, lots of new members. but also lots of people that, you know, whether you're new or not so new, that have a big desire and a big goal to make Purium an important part of your life in the next 12 months. And I can tell you that the efforts that you put in these 12 months will really pay off for you, because we're in that magic moment. We're in that magic time frame where we're going into transformation season with a company that's under the radar but about to come out. And, you know, that's when the big money's made. That's when the fortunes are made. And I know that lots of people on this phone will have that experience. So, you know, forgive me for being excited, but I feel like 2015 has already started. And definitely in the conversations I've had here over the last day and a half, I know that lots of other people feel the same way. And so that energy is just contagious, and it's exciting, you know, for me to be part of it. And I know, Dave, that you feel the same way as you see this mission starting to crystallize and the movement of people starting to go forward in 2015 with Prosper Magazine and with all the regional events and Crown Universities we have lined up. We're going to get out, you know, in the marketplace in a big, big way. I know that you have a lot to be proud of, Dave, personally, in what we accomplished in 2014, and I know that you've got some thoughts about 2015 as well. So I'm going to turn the call back over to you. David Sandoval?
Muted just to make sure I didn't, and I was muted, double muted, star six and hit mute on my phone. So anyway, congratulations on well-deserved, title. It was always a position, but now the title matches your position. It's definitely well-deserved. And, you know, just I want to be very quick and just let you know that I have something, a gift, and I'm not afraid to say it. It's a gift I've had my entire life. I have this ability to stop and concentrate and see the way that things are going to be. And people have tried to argue, and they come out with mud on their face. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. We had a meeting at the beginning of the year, and everybody looked back at a year when we'd had really good growth, you know, as an overall company, 40% growth. And they looked and they said, what do you think we should do? Maybe we had 20% growth the year before. We had 40% this year. Let's shoot for 60%. And they looked at me, and I said, no. You know, 60% would have taken us to about 27 million. I said, no, I think 44 million. They looked at me like I was crazy. We're going to come in within pennies of 44 million, within pennies. When they looked at that convention, David Lett said, stretch, we're going to get about 500 people. Maybe 550. I said, no, we're going to get 750 people. Get the room that allows for 750 people. And they looked at me like I was crazy. We sold 748 tickets. When we had our special on MAP, they asked me, how many do you think we're going to sell? And I gave them my prediction. We sold 99.5% of my prediction of what we're going to sell on MAP. And the people listening on the phone will tell you that those things are true. And so when I look into next year, I tell you, if I told you what I see, it might scare you. But I expect tremendous things for this company, but tremendous things can only come from a strong foundation. You don't build castles on sand. Little Jimi Hendrix told us that one time. But we had a couple of good foundations. We had a couple of bricks in the wall. We had Amy, we had myself, and we even had some people that we had come to trust over the years. People like Crystal and Tom and others, but we needed high-level assistance. We got David Litt, and we got Bruno, and now we're getting our new supply chain manager, and we've got people coming that are going to be working full-time in research and development, and we put together a chemistry department, and we expanded our microbiology department, and we are bringing on expertise in the form of Velvet Brown. And we're putting these solid foundation for growth. And there's so much more coming next year. By the time February ends, we will have delivered upon so many improvements in our infrastructures, in our IT, in our website, in our, you know, virtually across the board improvements in our product line, more kosher products, more organic products, more gluten-free products, more raw products, more easy to understand pathways to becoming a participant in our family. So we have had an amazing year of building infrastructures and fulfilling, quite honestly, my dreams and my predictions almost to the letter. So I tell you, it's not going to stop. I tell you, when I look into that crystal ball and I see we have got a lot of good things coming, including international expansion, product expansion, and dramatic exposure. With two new books coming out, a revision of my old book coming out in the first quarter of next year, and then my next book coming out in the second quarter of that year, with my publisher predicting it could be a New York Times bestseller. And that's going to drive our company dramatically. We've got exposure coming in magazines, radio, TV, because of the successes that we've had. We have universities and hospitals wanting to do double-blind clinical studies at their own price for us because so many people have come to them having dramatic results with conditions that could only be and should be examined in such a way. So our future is bright, and I want to remind you that we have four purposes. We help people to lose weight, we help people to detoxify, we help people to be better athletes, and we help people to slow down the aging process and to look, feel, and perform like a much younger person, to maximize their longevity and their wellness. We want to have a very, very good year. So let's remember, we are not doctors, we do not treat disease. But the lifestyle that we teach, the lifestyle we teach is the first line of defense against disease, and we can't be afraid of that. So let's be proud of it, and let's go out there and fight that good fight. So thank you all very, very much for what has been an amazing year. I thank you in advance for next year, because when we look back at this time, 1 year from now, 365 days from today, on our last Wednesday Meet the Owners call of 2015. Wow. I just can't even imagine. It's going to be so much fun. And we're all going to be here, and we're going to have hundreds of our friends with us. So I want to give Amy an opportunity to have the last word, as every woman deserves. So take it away, Aves.
Well, that was awesome. Everything that you said, I agree with 100%. And, you know, I think that, you know, we are so grateful, you know, Dave and I, for everything that has happened this year and all the amazing people that have joined forces with us. And Dave, I really want you to know, and I think this is true, David Litt and all the corporate office here in the field, that, you know, you dreamt this so many years ago. You know, you had this passion and this desire to help people and to educate people, and worked really darn hard at it, and through some of life's ups and downs and lots of, you know, stuff, you know, over the 20 years that you've been through and that we've been through together. And, you know, you're changing the world, and sometimes, like, people say something to me and I still have a hard time believing it, you know, at times. But, you know, you had this vision. It was really clear to you, and I believed it, but it's still unbelievable that it's unbelievably amazing that this vision and this dream is coming to fruition with all of these people on this call and all of our members and all of our customers. So, you know, I really thank you. I, from the bottom of my heart, you changed my life. You changed the course of the health of my life. Taught me to eat a different way when I was young enough that I think it truly made an impact and extended my life and the quality of my life for 20 or 30 years from what the path that I was on when I was a teenager. And so I know that the impact that you've made on me and and how awesome that is. And so I hope when you go to bed at night that you realize that it's not hundreds anymore. It's not thousands. It's not even tens of thousands. It's hundreds of thousands of people that dream that you had so long ago is coming through, and it's touching that many lives. And in 2015, it's going to be millions. So you're a really special person with a really crystal clear vision, and I'm so grateful we met 20-something years ago and that I can be part of this as well. And I think from all the distributorship, from David Lip, myself, we're so grateful that you had that dream and that we're all a part of it. So yeah, it's going to be an amazing 2015, and we are all ready to run.
No doubt. And I thank you, Amy. And I want to say that there's something Amy and I have done for many, many years, and something I just finished doing right now. And I'm not a drop the coin into the cup type of person, but I learned a while ago that sometimes just talking about the things that you care about is important. So I spent the last couple of hours with my daughter, and we adopted a family from a local school, a local church, and we went out, we got them stuff for their kitchen and coats and, you know, sheets for their beds and towels. They made a whole list of all the things that they needed, pots and pans and toys. And it felt very, very good to know that, you know, that because of the work of you guys, there's a little bit of money in my pocket that I get to share with somebody who's less fortunate than myself. And I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, when we, not just during the holidays, because so many times it's during the holidays that we do that. I think the fact that, you know, we have this Ohana, we have this family, we have this feeling of sharing. And I just wanted to say that, you know, if you have a little bit extra, there was a, I'm not a really religious person, but I take teachers and I listen to their wisdom. And Jesus said that, you know, if you have two and your brother has none, then go ahead and give him one. And I think that, thanks to Purium, I have two this year. And so I'm given one. And so you guys made that possible. So thank you very much. And I look forward to an amazing 2015. And so David, there you go. You get to wrap it up.
Well, I think that was the perfect way to wrap up the year. You know, we're in the midst of the holiday season, and that holiday spirit is a big part of who you are. And it's a big part of who we are as a group. And so there's nothing more important than how we affect people's lives in a positive way. And I know that's what drives me every morning is, yeah, the numbers are great, the sales are great, the events are great, but really it's about changing people's lives. And I know that people feel that through the phone with you and with Amy, and that's why they're part of this, and that's why I'm part of this. So thank you for leading us in that way. It's going to be fun in 2015. It's going to be really, really fun. So thanks everybody for joining us here this evening and for being part of the wrap up of 2014. Your role, no matter how new you are part of that. And more importantly, you have an opportunity to be a big, big, big part of 2015. We're still a small enough company that you can make a big difference and a big impact. So make the decision as to what you're going to do. Make the decision as to what you want to have happen. Make the decision as far as how many lives you want to affect here in 2015, and start that this week, because 2015 starts tonight. So thanks, everybody. And Davey, would you like me to open up the lines here?
Yeah, absolutely. That is our tradition. Amy, as you know, David, we like to actually hear the voices of our family before we say goodbye. It's not just a goodbye and see you. It's an open mic, so feel free to give your woo-hoos, your hellos, your good nights, your alohas, however you're feeling.
Awesome.
The conference is more exciting. Inspiring.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's an honor
in this company. And be loved and light. Love you guys. Love, love.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. Fire it up.
Good to the world.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aloha. I'm going to wait for a little bit.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.